Proclamation number 205, dated the November 28, 1937. Firmament. Oh, my child, behold the firmament, in the splendor of its sparkling stars. Not one of them is independent of the Creator's will. Not one can take a path other than that which the Lord has determined. All believers heed God's call each time they behold this wonder in the universe. If therefore the Lord harbors a great number of beings on every one of these stars, you can form an impression of the infinity of the universe, of the endless number of spiritual beings subject to His will, and of His constant reign and activity regarding these beings, all of which are part of the eternal light. Oh, you won't believe how inconceivable it is for you human children, you, who cannot even form a remote concept for, if you could, the magnitude, the scale of the regions in the beyond, would overwhelm you. Yet even the smallest event is arranged by the Father Himself. The tiniest being is cared for according to His will, and countless highly developed spiritual beings are supporting Him in order to accomplish everything that the plan of divine creation comprises. Words cannot describe this to you. Faced by this momentous realization, you can only humbly bow down before the Lord's greatness and omnipotence. In your present state on earth, you are incapable of anything else. If the Lord bestows upon you the grace of having just the smallest insight into His reign, into His kingdom and His activity, you are inconceivably blessed already. For a child that takes no interest in such spiritual experiences will find it incomparably harder to accept God's obvious activity as long as it does not recognize God's will in even the smallest occurrence. Amen.